West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A Carrollton family of three has been displaced after a Sunday morning fire destroys their home. According to Carrollton Fire Chief Alan English, around 6 o'clock Sunday morning, crews were called to a residence on Candy Circle, where the home was already engulfed in flames. The fire apparently started in a bedroom behind the garage before spreading throughout the house and destroying two vehicles parked outside. No injuries were reported. A friend of the family has started a GoFundMe page to assist with finding housing, transportation, clothing, and replacing other essential items. I have posted that link to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. The Red Cross has also offered assistance to the family. Carrollton City Council on Monday approving a rezoning request ahead of a developer's plan for a 50-lot single-family detached subdivision. Preston Company LLC had asked to rezone 23.41 acres located off of Stewart Street in order for that development. The property is adjacent to Hobbs Farm in Grove Park. The developer said he expects the homes to be around 2,000 square feet, with purchase prices starting around $450,000. Trick Quality Homes is also requesting rezoning of 3.83 acres on Abbey Lane to develop 41 townhome lots. Consideration of that request, however, was tabled until next month on Monday. Mayor and City Council of Bremen, along with RK Reading Construction, this Friday officially unveiling what is certain to be a treasured landmark for years to come during the grand opening dedication of The Hub. That development has been built on the former Hubbard Textile Mill property off of Hamilton Avenue near the intersection with U.S. Highway 78 Pacific Avenue. That project includes an amphitheater towards the back of the property, a plaza in the area near Giovanni's Restaurant, parking near the railroad lines, a pavilion, and bathrooms. The city had purchased the property in 2018 for $150,000. Cost of the project was estimated to be more than $3 million. City officials have said previously the project would be paid for with special purpose local option sales tax proceeds. A Carrollton Elementary School educator has been nominated for the National Life Group's 2024-25 Life Changer of the Year Award. Life Changer of the Year recognizes K-12 educators and school district employees across the U.S. who are making a difference in the lives of students by exemplifying excellence, positive influence, and leadership. Christina Bivens was recognized for her exceptional dedication to teaching and profound impact on students. As a transition teacher, Bivens tackles the challenges of working with academically at-risk students over 2 years, often achieving remarkable growth that exceeds a year's worth of progress. Each school year, Life Changer of the Year receives hundreds of nominations from all 50 states and the District of Columbia. 17 Life Changer of the Year awards will be given during the 2024-25 school year. I'm Colin Worthington.